Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah! Oh, yeah! I'm going to add some value to your life. 2 cents with Little Jess. Yep, that's me. This is where you're going to get that extra added value to certain topics that we talked about today on the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC. Let's get into it.
She was writing an opinion article on the website She Said, and she is the site's dating expert. Her name is Pita Saris. She says the expectation of splitting the bill on a first date is a bad omen. The title of the piece is, I'm just gonna say it. Guys who split the bill on dates are D-bags. Splitting the bill on dates sets the precedent for the entire relationship, one where everything is straight down the middle. She explains that she had never given much thought to going Dutch until a promising first date quickly took a nosedive when it came time to pay and she got the expectant look. Every date which followed ended that same way, with the guy expecting her to pay her way. She says she has no aversion to funding her own expenses, but wasn't happy that he insisted on a 50-50 split, despite her being the one who had traveled due to living out of town. Her suggestions of alternating payment instead were brushed off, and the final straw came when he asked her to cough up $2.40 for coffee, after she had driven 40 minutes to see him. She argues, people always misread me on this topic. Call me a gold digger or a princess, but it's not actually even about the money. It's about what the money signifies. It was this relationship that made me value generosity and really see that some men use the excuse of splitting the bill to hide their stinginess. The conversation was sparked in Pita's friendship group when a girlfriend of hers went on a date with a man who took her to one of the priciest venues in town. She says the man was bragging about his pay packet, and then he insisted on picking from the menu for his date, choosing expensive dishes and pricey wine, before asking to split the painfully large bill at the end. The group debated whether it's still possible to call yourself a feminist while accepting a free meal from a date. After all, if we want equal rights, we should be prepared to split the bill equally, right?
Woo! Whoa! Oh my gosh! Okay, this one's going to be a little different because I'm going first this time. As you can tell, it's got me just a little bit on 10. First off, let me clear the air here. Guys who split the bill on dates are not D-bags. If a woman is cool with splitting the bill on dates, do you, boo? But fellas, don't become conditioned to think we're all okay with that. And what is this lady thinking to continue to date this dude who she obviously does not want to compromise with? Having to split the bill obviously bothers her. Like, girl, move on. Look, I'm sure I'm going to get a little backlash on this, but homegirl, you're adding to the drama by continuing to put up with it. If you don't like it, if it's something you're not going to be able to live with, then move on and date somebody else. It really is that easy. And the people who are calling her a gold digger are most likely the D-bags who have unresolved issues from past women they've dated. So, no, not every woman is a gold digger because she expects you to pay for the dinner date. And this fool who wants to split a bill but run up the tab? Heck no. Splitting the bill just turned into you pay your portion and don't eat off my plate. Besides all that, here's where my focus is. How did feminism even get pulled into who pays for the dinner date? In my opinion, feminism has absolutely nothing to do with this. The rights women before me, women with me, and women after me are protecting is violence against women, the income gap, healthcare, access to the same wealth, education, having the right over our own bodies. Yeah, man, all that talk from those bum dudes about, oh, well, we don't have to hold doors because, you know, they want everything to be equal. Hold the damn door. All right, enough of my two cents. Let's hear from the callers. We got Sadi, Rick, Bryn, and Angela.
Feminism does not mean that chivalry is dead, that being polite and having manners is dead. Yeah, you do have to pay to get to know me. Yes, you asked me out. First date, you're going to pay. If a guy asks me to pay, or if I offer to pay, if I pay half the bill, you know I didn't like you. That's your sign. It's over. You'll never see me again if I pay half. Now, with that said, the second time we go out, I will be the first one. I will hide my credit card and pay the second date 99% of the time because it is, I like to be able to show that I can provide for myself. I'm not a gold digger. I just like a guy to open a door, pay the first check, pick me up, and come knock on my door when he does, when he takes me out.
I agree 100%. Not only with paying the bills, but opening the doors and everything else, man. The guy has got to pay for dinner, period. You don't pay, you don't play.
A man should pay. But at the same time, to be a true feminist, you can't expect him to pay because things should be equal.
For me, as a feminist ideal, like idolation is, buying dinner doesn't mean you bought my body. So getting a way for both people to get to know each other, if you click or not, you'll know. Feminism is like, people want to be treated equally. That's why Dutch dates are great. When I went on my first date with my boyfriend, he makes like a lot more than me, but I still offered for mine. Like I didn't expect him to pay. And then he wanted to pay because the thing is, guys, like people are paying you already with their time. If I'm giving you my time, you're giving me your time. That's equally valuable, whether there's money involved or not.
And just that fast, it's a wrap. Two Cents with Little Jess. Catch the Chet Buchanan Show weekday mornings on 98.5 KLUC.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.